keeping Heather busy this morning, not only playing, but she's going to lead us in both our opening prayer and our prayers for others.
The psalmist tells us, "The Lord is gracious and compassionate, long-suffering and ever faithful. The Lord is good to all. His compassion rests upon all his creatures." How wonderful, O God, are the works of your hands. In your love, you have given us the power to see the beauty of your world in all its splendour. The whole of nature speaks of your presence and your will. In your goodness, you have made us able to hear the music of the world. How can we praise you enough? We praise you for giving us your Holy Spirit to encourage and guide us, and to offer us comfort when we need it. We thank you for sending us Jesus Christ to show us your love, so that we may try, however faltering our steps, to walk in your way. Heavenly Father, we come before you confessing that in our actions and reactions we have failed you. In our loving and forgiving, we have fallen short, and in our believing and trusting, we have turned from your grace and power. Merciful God, we repent of all our sins, for every thought that was false or unjust, for every word spoken that ought not to have been spoken, and for every deed that ought not to have been done. We repent of every deed and word and thought inspired by selfishness, and for any deed or word or thought inspired by hatred, and for every promise given but not fulfilled. Most of all, we repent of every action which has brought sorrow to others, and of every deed or word which has caused pain, whether intentionally or not. Almighty God, do not condemn us when we fall into error, and help us, through your great mercy, to find the strength to bear the burdens which we must carry in our everyday lives. Pardon our sins, and grant us forgiveness. As we turn to you now in the stillness of our hearts, grant us the solace of your great peace, and remind us that in you we are never alone, and that however difficult our lives may seem at this moment, we are always one in your love. Lord, even as we come here to thank you for the gifts you have given us, we ask you to forgive us for the times we have taken your blessings for granted, and for our failures to live as you would have us live. Cleanse us and renew us, so that we may not only take delight in the miracle of your world, but also bring joy and delight to each other. We know that your love encompasses every good thing, and that your protection is available to all who truly believe and trust in you. Confer a new spirit on all people, and let the light of faith illuminate our comings and goings in the coming week. Send us your peace, so that we may endure all we must with a cheerful heart, confident in our trust in your grace and mercy. Strengthen the spirit of friendship among peoples of various faiths, and increase mutual understanding between us, so that we may work towards a time when greater knowledge of and trust in you will bind all who serve you into one fellowship. The Chinese philosopher Lao Tse, writing several hundred years before the birth of Christ, left us these words: "If there is to be peace in the world, there must be peace in our nations. If there is to be peace in our nations, there must be peace in our cities. If there is to be peace in our cities, there must be peace between neighbours. If there is to be peace between neighbours, there must be peace in our homes. If there is to be peace in our homes, there must be peace in our hearts." Lord, hasten the day when fulfillment of these words becomes the aspiration of all your people, and conflict ends, so that no nation shall live at odds with its neighbours, and none shall be afraid. Fill us with joy in your promises, and send us out to be bearers of your peace. Amen.
I'm beginning to feel I know how to compare a show like London Radio, while acts get themselves ready to come on. He is now ready to lead us in our prayers for others.
Let us pray. Heavenly Father, you have given us riches beyond measure. We can only return a fraction of what we owe you, But we ask that you will bless our offerings and help us to use them wisely in your service and for your glory. Lord, we pray for a world which has gone astray. Help us to remember that the doors of heaven are open to all mankind, and let us share our blessings and enter in. Your Sabbath calls us back to the truth. Coming together here, we learn again the way to change hatred into love and banish bitterness. We know again the strength for good that is in our grasp. We see again the potential for purity in our souls and your image shining in us. Bless you, Lord, for teaching us to serve one another. O God, you are the strength of the weak, the refuge of the distressed, and the comforter of the sad. We come asking you to help all those in need, the homeless, the victims of violence, both domestic and global, those scarred by the wounds that life has inflicted on them, the lonely and depressed, our ministers and missionaries. We bring them all before you, trusting in your love and mercy. We thank you for all the people who work for you in the homes and hospitals of our own land, and for those who have been called to serve you in far-off places, who face dangers we can never adequately comprehend. Let them know you are ever with them, and grant them the wisdom to deal with the problems facing them. Lord, we pray for those suffering from stress because of family situations, those setting out on a new life together, those struggling to bring up a family without sufficient means to do so, those concerned for children who have left home and who are unsure where they are or what they are doing, those coping with a new job or a new baby, and those about to begin retirement. Help all your people to feel that they are not alone in whatever difficulties they are facing on a day-to-day basis. Give them and us the confidence to trust in your love and the faith to rely on your great mercy to see us through all our trials. Creator God, you have made this beautiful world in which we live. Help us to be good stewards of all that you have entrusted to our care. Help us to be thoughtful in the way we use the resources of this earth, so that our children may also know and appreciate its wonders. Grant that we may never take for granted the miracle of your creation, or forget to take time in our hurried lives to enjoy the perfection of a single rose, or the song of a robin, or the symmetry of a snowflake. God our Father, we bring before you today those who suffer from chronic illness or disability. When they feel diminished, remind them that you call them by name and hold them in the palm of your hand. When they are reminded of different times in the past, lead them to grow in the faith that you love them today as they are, just as much as you did when they were well and strong. Grant that none of us will ever be so immersed in our own concerns that we do not see or respond to the needs of others. Let us face with courage the trials we must face daily in our own lives, while still reaching out to touch the lives of others with love and compassion. We pray for those who have died in faith. Keep us mindful that their lives have only changed, not ended, and that they have simply gone ahead on the next part of the journey of pilgrimage towards the glory of eternal life. We pray for peace in the world. May it be your will that war and bloodshed will end and peace will cover the whole earth, so that nations shall not lift up sword against nation, neither shall they learn war any more. Help us and save us all, and let us cling tightly to the virtue of peace and work towards a state of such true harmony within our hearts, that we may fulfil your commandment that we love our neighbour as ourselves. Help us to turn away from prejudice and prevent us from judging others on the basis of their race or colour or religion. Keep us mindful that you are the God of love, and we must listen always you with a quotation which didn't fit into either of the prayers, but which is worth remembering. From Jalaluddin Rumi, the Persian Muslim scholar, who wrote these words more than 700 years ago. We must move beyond attachment to labels. Every war and every conflict between human beings has happened because of disagreement about labels. How foolish, when beyond the arguing, there is a long table of companionship set and waiting for us to sit down. What is praised is one, so the praise is also one, like many jugs being poured into one huge basin. All religions, all saying, one song. The differences are illusion and vanity. Sunlight looks slightly different on this wall than it does on that wall, and very different on this other wall, but it is still one light, and our praise is still one praise.
Thank you, Heather. Thanks also to John for our readings this morning. Just before we sing our final hymn, next Sunday I'm planning to talk about the issue of God's plans for humanity, God's plans for you and I, whether they are personal or not, or something else. So there's something to think about over the next 7 days. How do you feel or think about God having a plan in your life? Let's sing our closing hymn, hymn 706, for the healing of the nations.